This is the Daily Goss with Alan Dodger.
Hello, it's the 22nd of December. I'm Alan Dodger and you're listening to the DailyGoss.com podcast. On a day when it has been announced that X Factor winner Alexandra Burks landed, of course, the Christmas number one slot. Did we ever have any doubts? Did we ever suspect anyone else would knock her off? But get this. Apparently, not only has she shattered records, even beating Leona Lewis, but it appears that she outsold the rest of the whole of the top 20 combined. Apparently, she shifted 576,000 copies. Over half a million copies in what is absolutely a fantastic song. The thing is, though, Alexandra, it's not because of you that we're buying it. It's because of the song. It's a marvellous song, an amazing one. And I still have to say, I did prefer JLS's version, and I still preferred the version done in Shrek. And I've been racking my brain trying to remember who the guy was, and I forgot to look it up before I did the podcast. So major apologies, but I must say, the version that is absolutely the best, in my opinion, is you must go and get Shrek, the first Shrek film. And there's a scene in it where Shrek and Fiona are parted, and there's something, you know, they're really thinking about each other, and they're very sad that they've gone their separate ways. And this song comes in, and it is a marvellous song. Of course, for those of you who don't realise what the song's about, I think you should look it up, because it's not exactly what people make it out to be. It sounds very, you know, ethereal and very spiritual song. It's not. It's not at all. It's not about that. It's about something a little bit more rude. But there you go anyway. Anyway, listen, some other gossip for now on the 22nd of December. Oh, it's only a few days to go. Christmas time is coming. I hope you're enjoying yourselves. Hope you get your presents and all your shopping done. Because apparently there might be a whole load of up to another dozen high street stores shutting before the end of the year. Scary times, this. Woolworths going, MFI going. I mean, gone. What else could be next? What could be next? And I have to say, spending the weekend up north with family, I did notice that the shops were very quiet over the weekend, particularly on Saturday, when I thought they were going to be very, very busy. But they weren't. They were rather timid and tame. But today, this morning, I just thought, I'll get up early. I'll get out there just in case it's busy. Busy, absolutely jam-packed in town wherever I went. Every store I went into, huge queues stretching around the store from, you know, almost three walls all the way around. Pretty manic indeed. So if you haven't done any shopping, you're going to have some fun in the shops, aren't you? Anyway, listen, some great gossip for you at the moment that's come in. Did you know that Marlon Brando, the movie legend, although he was only a legend for doing The Godfather, but still a legend nonetheless, he tried to get a job apparently as a presenter on the QVC shopping channel. Now, this is being reported in The Sun. Apparently, he was down to his last £6,000 when, as they say, bizarrely agreed to appear disguised in a wig and women's clothes. But never took up the job, strangely enough, that, isn't it? Strange. No, I would never have suspected that he would have ever done that. How that story has come out, and who on earth revealed that? I've got no idea, but it does reek, or sound of, some sort of unauthorised biography, or something's going to come out about him. So I don't know who's released that, but we'll try and find that out. Anyway, our thoughts are with Robbie Williams at the moment, who's really at the bedside of his mother, who's recovering from a major heart operation. So our thoughts are with you, Robbie, at the moment. It looks like he's going to be spending all of Christmas over here. I mean, you know, he dotes after his mother. I mean, what son doesn't? What son doesn't dote after his mother? So we hope everything works out over there. And just going back very quickly to the little thing I said about all these retailers, apparently 82% of the biggest retailers are holding sales at the moment, or last weekend. Everybody, I mean, I have not been to one store where there isn't a sale on. And I think it was one of the music shops or one of the sort of entertainment retailers where you go and get DVDs and things. Where I was looking at the DVDs and some of the greatest and latest films that have been out over the last 2 years, £5. £5 for some of these amazing films. So, I mean, such huge, huge deals. Some of the statistics that they've actually mentioned in the paper today is almost 8.5% of shoppers. There's almost an 8.5% slump in shoppers, I should say, out on this last Saturday, the Saturday before Christmas. Apparently, that's a really, really big drop. It doesn't sound a lot, but if you think about it, with each shopper going out and spending the most they ever probably do at a Christmas time, or any time of the year, I should say, that's a lot of money missing from the high street. And also, final statistic. I'm Mr. Statistics today. Mr. Statistics. Yeah, whatever. 70% has been knocked off some goods at stores to slash prices. Like I said, when I went to the entertainment stores, the prices were so low, it was ridiculous. And apparently, we're snubbing M&S online. Online shoppers have snubbed Marks and Spencers and also Tesco. This was done in a survey of Britain's favourite internet stores. I have to say, I've never thought about buying stuff online for M&S. Tesco's maybe, but never M&S. I didn't even know you could. Maybe that's why. I never knew it was possible. Never knew it was possible. Anyway, some bad news. I'm sorry to reveal this. It's actually quite catastrophic news, I'm afraid. It appears, and I'm sorry to say this, that Gavin and Stacey is returning for a third series. I don't know how on earth it's happened. I don't know what's gone wrong in this world. But apparently, yes, it's returning. I'm sorry. I'm not going to dwell on it because I know we're all very upset about that one. So I'm sorry to announce that one. Also, you may have heard from the news over the last few days that, of course, Lord Attenborough, or Dickie Attenborough, as everybody sort of knows him, he banged his head a while ago, and it sort of put him into a coma. Anyway, he was in a stable condition last night after waking from it, so that's good news. So hopefully he'll be able to enjoy his Christmas period. I mean, he's 85, he's getting on, and our thoughts are with him. Because he's a legend, a true legend. So we wish him the best of luck, and hopefully he will recover very, very soon. Just a little bit of more news for you at the moment. Apparently, it's not really much news, is it? Did you watch Strictly Come Dancing? No, I didn't. I got bored, to be honest. The moment Sargent left, and I said this before, the moment he was out, bored of it. Anyway, runner-up Rachel Stevens said she's gutted about losing. It's not really a story, I must say. I don't know why people are reporting on it. I mean, so somebody lost. So what? You're lost. Move on. Get on. You know, I mean, now we've got the Dancing on Ice special, haven't we? The Christmas special and Christmas Day. And then, of course, we've got the new lineup in the new year. It's all these dancing contests. I've got a great idea for a new celebrity one. I have to say, I have a great idea. And I'm going to have to talk to some producers I know in the TV biz, because I think it's going to be a fantastic idea. So one of these new celebrity shows where they've got to do something. But this one, if you ask me, this one's a great one. I'll see if I can announce it later once I've signed the deal and got it all signed up. Anyway, good news for Amy Winehouse. I'm not her biggest fan at all. Anybody who takes drugs for me, I'm not interested in. But I have to say, she's been photographed topless. And the reason I think it's good news is because she's looking so much healthier. So much more healthy. I mean, she's put on a bit of weight. There's lots of topless photos of her. So if you want to check her out and see what her are looking like, then you can go and have a look in the paper. But I think she looks great. I think she's put on so much more weight. She's not this stick thin thing anymore. She's still thin. She's still thin. She's looking fantastic, but it's good to see her with more weight on. And hopefully, her time in rehab has done her good. I do hope so. And I hope to see her return soon. I'd like to see her come back and you know, get through this. Because, you know, we don't need drugs. Drugs are not the way forward. Also, you may have read in the papers and in the news, I think we may even have mentioned this, about how cops were unveiling their latest weapons in town centres, in particular Newcastle, where they talked about doing fire eating and things like that in streets to sort of take people's attention away from being drunk. I mean, how you take their attention away, I don't know. Anyway, they had a stilt walker out. They had jugglers out, and of course they had these fire eaters. Apparently, the police are calling it a considerable success. They said, this latest initiative is an innovative and diversionary tactic. We're determined to rid our town centre of violence caused by excess alcohol. Well, if it works, fantastic. I'd like to see it sort of rolled out, although I'm not sure what my money spent on things like that. You may have also heard about Michael Jackson. Apparently, and we don't know this for real, but apparently he's battling a genetic disease that has left him half blind and needing a lung transplant. The news on Jacko returns. I mean, do you remember it used to be, 10 years ago? We used to hear all these stories every now and again about what was going on with him. Nobody seemed to know. And it was always rumours, you know, about his oxygen tents and things like that. But nobody seems to know what's going on. And finally, for those Owen fans, the Munchkin fans, he's returned back home. And he says, it's brilliant to be home this Christmas and back to normality after all this madness. Yes, Owen, good for you. And I'm sure, you know, you'll get some pantomime stuff coming up very, very soon and in the new year. Let's keep an eye out for him. I kind of think he'll end up in panto. I also think he'll end up on stage in something like High School Musical. If he doesn't get it in the next 6 months, he never will. I think that's kind of the truth behind these reality people. And also, it'd be interesting to see if any of the other runner-ups from The X Factor get any deals with Simon Cowell. He did mention, he did say that because of the credit crunch, it was unlikely that any of the runner-ups would ever get signed up by Psycho, which is Simon's company. But you never know. We shall see what happens in the new year. Listen, it's Monday. It's the 22nd of December. Go and do your Christmas shopping. Hopefully you finished work. Go and enjoy this Christmas. We'll be back tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.